The health of the man who was convicted of kidnapping Heidi Allen from a New Haven convenience store is deteriorating. Medical staff at the Coxsackie prison have given Gary Thibodeau less than 6 months to live. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the grim diagnosis comes as he waits for yet another appeal of the case that put him behind bars 23 years ago.
Thibodeau's lawyer, Lisa Peebles, says her client is currently living in the prison's medical residential unit, suffering from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that restricts airflow to the lungs.
Over the course of the last several months, he's had to be on oxygen 24/7. He can't be without it. He's in a wheelchair because he cannot exert himself without losing his breath or coughing. You know, like I said, it's just he's slowly suffocating to death.
Peebles says the medical staff at Coxsackie will handle Thibodeau's request for medical parole, which would allow him to serve out his remaining time with relatives. She's focused on their appeal to New York State's highest court. Peebles claims that new evidence in the case that could exonerate Thibodeau warrants a new trial. But two lower courts have denied the request, and even if it's granted, it could take a while to get a new trial.
We're working against the clock, so the odds aren't in our favor, I'll say that.
Oswego County District Attorney Greg Oakes says he is weighing whether he should fight Thibodeau's request if it goes before the parole board. Allen was 18 when she was kidnapped on Easter morning in 1994. Her body was never found. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.